with your hourly sports update on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. Even though right now times might be uncertain when it comes to youth sports, we still need to talk about what's coming up this summer in regards to Little Raiders youth football. Brian Molitor with Little Raiders Youth Football and joined KDWA Sports to talk a bit about registration. And he first tells parents that are unfamiliar with the program what exactly Raider Nation football is all about.
Little Raiders football is for 5th and 6th grade. And right now there is definitely a lot of uncertainty in what's going on. But we're moving ahead as if there is a season. So we'd like all of our players and parents and kids to register right now. Registration is opened up right now on our website, HastingsLittleRaiders.com. They're able to register. We are not asking anybody to pay a fee at this point. Typically, our fee is $75 for the season for football, but right now we're just asking people to register so we can kind of get them online, and we'll keep them posted throughout the summer.
Though there are programs like flag football for the youngest of football players, Little Raiders football is tackle intended for some of the bigger kids. Molitor explains.
Now, there is something for your kids and for the younger kids. I know Y has a lot of great programs, but for the Little Raiders football, we're looking at kids that are going into fifth grade and going into sixth grade. So just the people that will be attending fifth and sixth grade the fall of 2020.
With all of the uncertainty right now surrounding COVID-19, I asked Molitor how exactly parents are supposed to sign their Little Raiders up for football this year.
Typically, we've done in-person registration, but with everything that's going on now, we are doing online-only registration at this time. So they should go to the website, which is HastingsLittleRaiders.com. They can register and put all the information they need at that time.
And again, with all of the uncertainty, we do know that parents may have to make a decision at the last moment in regards to putting their kids onto the field or not this summer. But Little Raiders Youth Football would like to get everybody registered as soon as possible so they can have equipment, coaches, and uniforms ready to go. Molitor with more.
Well, we do want it as soon as possible because we are purchasing equipment now, and we want to make sure that we have enough equipment for all the kids. So it is nice to know who is registering, how many people we have. But our equipment handout is usually the first week of August, and our season and practices start the following week after that. So we really will start before school starts. We'll start the middle of August, but you can register anytime, and the sooner the better.
Whether you have a child within the Little Raiders program or not, the league is always looking for wonderful officials and coaches. Molitor with more.
Yes, that's great. Any officials or coaches, anybody who's interested in officiating or coaches, we'd definitely be interested. We do get our own officials. We have a lot of people in the community that just like to do it. So we have a group that we talk to them and we go over the rules, and we just kind of hire some officials that are within the community and try to work with schedules. We're pretty flexible that way. We have a great bunch of officials right now, but are always looking for more to join. So if anybody's interested in that, they can feel free to contact us. And coaches, a lot of times we have coaches that have been with us for many years.
It's been a very tough offseason for any teams trying to get together to have some sort of a fundraising function due to COVID-19. Now, teams and programs are trying to get a little more creative, and for the Hastings Raiders girls soccer boosters, they will have a golf tournament coming up on Sunday, August 16th at 1:30 p.m. at Emerald Greens Golf Course. Raider varsity head coach Scott Meyer joined KDWA Sports to tell us a little bit about the upcoming event.
Well, thanks for having me on, Tuck. What we are doing is we are kicking off our inaugural golf event fundraiser for girls soccer program this year on the 16th of August. Emerald Greens is graciously committed to us to be hosting this event for us for our fundraising efforts this year. A number of things have taken place this year. You know, there's a big scale, small scale, everything included here. You know, and COVID-19 has impacted all of us in a number of different ways. It's, you know, whether it be families, individuals, businesses, you name it, we are operating in a different type of a world right now. And for us as a program, as we get started to prepare for next fall, you know, a lot of the fundraising activities that we typically will host that might be inside or involve food and things of that nature, those have gone by the wayside. So what we've tried to focus on is providing ourselves one event this year that we really hope takes off and really has a lot of fun and just an awesome event this year at Emerald Greens.
The golf tournament is a great opportunity for golfers or even families to get together and have some fun before the fall sports season begins. And right now, we could all use some fun.
Well, we know that, you know, obviously with things that may allow, you know, we know families are going to be wanting to try to get away and just kind of decompress and recharge for whatever is going to be coming to us in the fall. This is on August 16th. It's a shotgun start at 1:30. For the foursome, it's a 9 holes and a half cart, and that includes a dinner as well for $65. We're hoping we just get as many foursomes as possible out there. It's a rain or shine type of an event with regards to that. So, you know, we're looking to extend ourselves out to the Hastings business community as well in hopes that we can get some of their support with some sponsorships. We've got a number of different sponsorship levels for businesses that can contribute and a bunch of different details and effects that they'll receive as a result of that as well.
Coach Meyer with details on how you can get involved in the Hastings Girls Soccer Boosters Golf Tournament on Sunday, August 16th.
So, you know, obviously reach out to us with regards to that. You know, we're in the midst of, you know, from the sponsorship level side, you know, we're trying to get set up a pay link and things of that nature for those that we so appreciate their willingness to be able to support us as well. And I believe, you know, really, you know, as you show up, you know, for the foursome, you know, you're going to be registering there in the morning as you come in with your foursome and things of that nature is how I understand it right now at this point. So we've had a couple of meetings with my booster club. You know, we're in that grassroots effort right now, Tuck, with regards to trying to build the steam and the momentum for it right now. So we're hoping for great weather. It is, again, on a Sunday right before what you would say the season kicks off. So we're trying to get that momentum ball moving in the right direction, kickstart us for the upcoming fall season.
Coach Meyer, like many others involved in high school sports, are just excited to get back out with their kids once again.
Kids are probably itching a little bit, but, you know, I mean, with some of the restrictions being eased by the, you know, the high school league and then the Department of Health, you know, it at least allowed their summer clubs to kind of get going here, say in the middle of June. So they're getting back into the swing of things. And, you know, we've got a number of different things that I'm trying to do here in July. You know, I'm offering some drop-in sessions. I'm doing some summer training sessions and stuff, trying to get all the girls from the high school level just to come together and try to train together as we want to get ready for the season. You know, we graduated a number of kids last year, and we're going to be looking for, you know, a number of spots to be filled. So I think as much prep work as we can do before the season starts in terms of getting ready with our fitness, you know, and just playing with each other and trying to kind of move that technical dial in the right direction, I think we're going to be better for it. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back out there. Now, we got to hope that Todd Field gets repaired in time, of course, right? You know, and all that other fun stuff there. But we'll take that as it comes and move from that. But I would imagine that the field will be ready by fall. It may not be ready here this summer yet, but gosh, I hope so.
Now, as head coach Scott Meyer of the Hastings Raiders girls soccer team will be hosting their Hastings Girls Soccer Boosters Golf Tournament on Sunday, August 16th at 1:30 p.m. For more info, call Dan Palava at 651-323-3011. This has been your hourly Tri-County Sports Update on KDWA Radio, AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. You can always find your sports when you want them at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.